the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman Chronicle show. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this show, what brought to you by Lissa K. Candles. And my name is Thomas Gamble. Family, we, you know, of course, are permanently moved here in the afternoon. Well, actually, we've been here for a while, and my network here no longer playing at the Micro Effect. Reasons were understandable. It's all about money. It's all about time, getting up in the morning. For them, 3 o'clock in the morning. For me, it's not a problem, but after a while, you know, we had just the issues in that regards, and so I got a call a couple days ago, which was expected, actually. Actually, it lasted longer than I thought. It moved us from prime time to early in the mornings, like we used to, actually, but having left before, people got out of the habit of getting up in the morning. Before, we were 5 o'clock to 8 in the morning for quite a long time, and then went to the afternoon, 2 to 5, and then 3 to 6, and then lost 2 hours. It's back and forth, but we had a sponsor for a while, too, but things were falling away there a little bit. So they had to move us to the mornings again, and this back and forth, and finally said, well, it's money-wise and time and getting up so early in the morning, and it was a family-run business, sort of. So that's a long story, really short. So it's okay. Yeah, it's just the way it works. Nothing lasts forever. So we're here now, permanently, right now, from 3 to 5, 2 hours. I have an occasion went over due to certain reasons of just wanted to extend it to complete a program like I have in the past 2 days. of the actual history of the United States, the real history of our country. And I just went ahead and went with 3 hours each time. And you can find it downloaded on my website on the broadcast, part one, part two, of the actual history of the United States, why we are where we are. And normally it's going to be 2 hours. Also have Bible study Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this site. And then Monday nights only from 8 to 10 every Monday. I am on the RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Excuse me. Yes, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And you go to Blog Talk, you hit the link there at the website. It'll take you to Blog Talk, and then you can chime in there, the chat, or just listen every Monday. In addition, we're played randomly at highportradio.net up in New York. It services New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania area there. It's John Kirkler. Family, today I'm going to talk a little bit about headlines. And if you notice, there's a lot of things watered down this time. That makes me a little nervous what they're going to come up with next. The incident that everybody was talking about Yellowstone, boom, and all that, was really the Philippines coming. A lot of distraction going on about the magnitude of a disaster. And the real disaster was headed toward the Philippines. That's where the real disaster hit. Family, these weather, if you look up HAARP on your own, these things I tell you that sound so outlandish, I can tell you because I know these are true. The weather control, it's been weaponized. And if you look up HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, and do the research on it, you'll find that HAARP controls the weather. And there's like 13 HAARP stations throughout the world, and more, actually, but 13 major HAARP stations. You have to go more than one source to find out about these stations and the technology and so forth. Hold on a second here. Okay. That should be a little louder. The HAARP stations are part of a population control, mind control. I mean, I know that sounds so George Norrish and all that, but it's actually true. You know, it really is. They've got just incredible technology that's been developed over, well, centuries, actually. And they have total population control. They know how to tap in not only to the soul, but also to the body, soul, mind. It's all energy, biology. And the key word is what we're going to talk about today in certain different directions. There's so much about it, it's beyond your imagination. The Vatican's on top of it. It's called witchcraft, alchemy. Paganism. You see, Satan is prince of this world. Satan is prince of this world. That's hard for, say, Christians to focus on. It's hard for them to understand that this world was turned over to Satan because of sin. This is what it all boils down to. You see, it's what it boils down to. And due to this sin, Adam lost control of the world, of the physical realm called first heaven. It was turned over to Satan because of sin. God pulled away. But he never left entirely. He left his spirit here. His spirit was left here. Throughout the Old Testament period, there was the prophecy of a coming Messiah to reconcile man back to God. Okay, you see how that works. And that was to be Jesus Christ, name not known. Then when Mary was approached by the angel, the name was known. Call his name Jesus. And that's what that boils down to. And it's where we are today. It has a long story short. You see, that's the basis. Now, the deal is, Satan doesn't have foreknowledge or wisdom. Cannot go to the future. But he has a lot of knowledge over a period of time. And using human minions in governments, witchcraft, alchemy, to be able to harness God's creation as an architect would, you see. And to turn God's creation against him. Now, in doing so, he's got to pull man into it, and woman, with rewards, privileges of the world, to give them powers that they don't really have, but make them think that they do. This is witchcraft. High-level Freemasonry, secret societies. Gets into Stonehenge. He gets into all of it. Of controlling, harnessing God's creation with the knowledge of good and evil. And so magic itself, made to be fiction, thanks to Illuminati, Walt Disney, that's what he's there for, to trivialize it. Magic is the attempt to manipulate, say, or command natural or paranormal, supernatural forces, see, for private, selfish, or evil purposes. And it works. Symbols, signs, rituals, invocations, chanting, all that stuff, has a frequency level to change, manipulate properties in this world. It's kind of a key idea, say, magical beliefs of sorts, is which witchcraft is a form of, is unseen powers and primordial realms does exist. Principalities and powers of darkness, you see. And so by performing the right kind of ritual, as they're taught by the fallen angels, demonic realm, the powers can be contacted and forced to assist. Family, your Pentagon, Chatham House, secret societies have harnessed this. That's why they call secret societies. There's no secrets in God's world. But the demonic realm does. At the highest level of government, science, politics, everything is hinged on this. You see, magic, therefore, is an attempt by a practitioner to manipulate universal forces. And that's where we are today. And I'm going to be very careful today that I don't go too deep in it. You see, I got to be careful about it on myself as well. I'm going to show you how this is integrated. I'm going to talk about a lot of things. And tonight, Bible study. But you need to know the enemy, what to stay away from, how to counter it. But I don't want to get totally caught up in it today so as not to see what the reality is, and that is Jesus Christ as Savior. And that through him, all can be defeated. He's already defeated the enemy. But right now, if you don't know a little bit about your enemy, it's like trying to lose weight and nobody tells you that donuts has sugar in it. So you keep eating donuts thinking, ooh, these are good. But what are you trying to do? Lose weight. Why are you eating the donuts? Well, it tastes good. Didn't anybody tell you that eating donuts will gain weight? No. Oh, really? I guess I shouldn't eat the donuts then, huh? Right. An example. Simple example, but what does that have to do with you? Do your children have a pink Ouija board? Do you realize a Ouija board is almost like playing with a weapon, cocked and loaded? We're going to talk today, and I see a part two maybe coming up tomorrow. It's possible. Well, it depends how far we get today. I want to try to cover this as thoroughly as possible, to include the news today as well, and to stay up to date with what's going on. And so we'll... This is a touchy subject. It's very, very touchy, actually. And I'm very careful with it, even when I study and research. Because if you're not careful, if you're not covered in the blood of Jesus, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to get sucked into it. And they seek out those, though, that are weak or bullied or downtrodden or whatever, and they say, oh, we'll build you back up. We'll help you. We are on your side. That's how they do it in your schools. That's how they do it. They pull your children into it. So today I'm going to hit all kinds of different areas concerning this thing called witchcraft. And open it up today. And it's, I don't know, you got to not dwell too fast into it, because it produces results that can, even like watching TV, watching certain programs, like you have a program called Sleepy Hollow, for example. You have programs that witchcraft. Family, they put spells on these programs, and they put inside the programs, you have a beta waves of some sort. I may explain that first, about total population control, of how they basically weaponized the principles of this world, the universe, into total population control. And they put certain sounds, waves, electromagnetic waves, your smart meters, your TVs, your iPads and all this sort of thing, especially the a recent new invention they've had. What you call it? It's a G something iPad or something, whatever. Anyway, it's one of these new telephones, 3D, that causes people to have headaches recently. Well, these waves get inside your soul, literally, and they integrate. Demons, that's all they are, little specks of light of energy. That once you allow a portal to open by stepping away from God for some reason, you get pulled away, opens up a portal in your body, like a PowerPoint. And the demons come inside, like little specks of light. That's all they are. Like a virus, sort of. And the fallen angels today are nothing more than a bigger speck of light called an orb. Those are not angels from God at all. None of them are. They just angels from God just don't fly around like fireflies, pretend like they're UFOs and dance around in the sky. Don't have time for all that. Always test the spirits. Always. Well, I'm going to open up with prayer here, and then we're going to get started. And I suspect this may be part one. And it's called, I guess we can call it, for example, today, Wicca and the Rise of Paganism. And I don't want to end it with that today, because I get, I don't know, kind of nervous dealing with this, because it's so touchy to the realm of evil that you got to be careful. But you also want to understand the enemy, because my people perish for lack of knowledge, as God says. But you got to know what to pray against and how they operate. Lord, we thank you for today that we come together today in a broadcast. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have. Thank you, Lord, for us being able to be together to share in the gospel, to share in knowledge, and, Lord, to learn spiritual warfare, learn how to fight the evil, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, down on the cross for our sins, Lord, that we may have access to heaven, Lord, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we call upon you to spread us with the blood of Jesus around us as we worship today, as we learn today, we study, we share in knowledge about the enemy. And Lord, to open us up with your wisdom, discernment through the Holy Spirit, that we can see through all this deception that we have today from our governments, from our own lives, that as we walk, Lord, that you'll show us where the dangers are. And Father, teach us how to fight. Teach us how to deliver a blow to the enemy. Lord, we pray for our brethren that we've prayed for before, for the healing, for their walk with Jesus Christ, for those that are born again, that they can share the gospel with family members. And Lord, when they share that gospel, Father, to send down upon them the Holy Spirit to make a church right there, that, Father, that it'll touch that family member, that friend or stranger, that the Holy Spirit's among them, and touch that heart so that born again will happen once again. That you'll have a born-again Christian. Father, we pray for the knowledge, discernment of what's getting ready to come, to be able to see the signs of the times, that we can see through the deception of false prophets. And Father, to guide us along in this. And Father, today, we also pray for Bible study tonight. And Father, for all this week. We pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will touch the Micro Effect Network also, that, Father, you'll send that Holy Spirit there and touch people's hearts, lead them to the true Word of God. And all these things we pray, Father. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, family, total population control is what everything's about. For them to control us. Now, what's his name, Brzezinski? You ever heard him talk? Brzezinski said it's easier to... He said at one time, he said this publicly. I think he did it on purpose, just so we would hear it. But Brzezinski, who's go back a long way, there's no doubt a man possessed. No doubt about that. Most all of our presidents have been possessed. I mean that sincerely. They get possessed the day they're inaugurated. Did you know that? A day before, a day after, thereabouts, the same day that the President of the United States is inaugurated, he also is taken down, either before or after, to 16th Street, I believe it's 16th Street, Scottish Rite headquarters, there in D.C. And he goes through another ceremony. Where he also goes through a Freemasonry type ceremony again. And he's actually made it as an avatar. That's why toward the end of their administration, after the 4 years or whenever they're done, notice that they age very quickly. This is done at the 16th Street Scottish Rite headquarters in D.C. They go through two ceremonies. It's not just a present. It's also your kings and queens and princes and princesses. And at birth, they're dedicated to Lucifer. Of your kings and queens and princesses. All of them. It's called the Illuminati. And family members, even to the level of 15th cousin or 10th cousin or whatever, there's a specific bloodline, genetic trace, genetic link that they have that humankind don't have. Family, it goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. So don't you notice that the president of the United States is nothing more than a mere president of a corporation anyway. That's all he is. That's true. That when they get out of it, they age very quickly. That's because their life force has been siphoned out of them and used by possession. This is why you find a lot of the wives always very jokingly or jovially talking about going to seances and their mediums and all that. They may laugh about it, but it's very serious. Mary Todd was one of the worst. Bush is another one. Most all of them, really. You see, it's very serious. They joke about it, and everybody says, ha-ha, and so forth, but it's not a joking matter at all. It's their touch to the occult, witchcraft. There was a photograph, actually, Queen Elizabeth was going some kind of effort, some kind of a medical problem or something, this past spring, I believe it was, and there's pictures of her getting out of the hospital or something. I retained one of the pictures, one of the photographs of her and her maid or her handmaiden or whatever you want to call her, Hilga or something, came out of, and on her, the assistant, dressed in blue, light blue, had a belt. The belt, wide open, had a Masonic logo and a pentagram on it, on the metal belt. This is very indicative of witchcraft. They don't play around with these symbols. These symbols are powerful. How powerful. In the days of the pharaohs, building of the pyramids, in order to move these blocks of tons of stone, of blocks, if you look up acoustical levitation, they would put put instruments in certain geometric positions, play certain tunes, would change the actual molecular structure of these stones, and they could be moved by the Nephilim. You find scientists today trying to figure out how they moved all these large stones. They put up rolls of logs and all this, and roll them. They couldn't figure out how they did it. Well, I'm going to tell you how they did it. Look up acoustical levitation. They change the particle vibrations of that stone by music, geometric figures of how they put the musicians in position, and ritual would change the actual molecular structure of these stones. Sounds wild, doesn't it? Now, know that the Earth, for example, is wrapped up in a donut-shaped magnetic field. You have circular lines of magnetic, say, flux of some sort that descend from the North Pole, emerge from the South Pole. The ionosphere, which is directly affected by the harp. It's a harp is an ionosphere heater, 1,700 gigawatts. They say it's 30 watts. I look for oil deposits, but that's not the purpose of it. It's kind of electromagnetic wave conductor. The ionosphere is just that as well. It's 100 kilometers, about 62 miles above the Earth. And what it is, it's kind of a layer of electrical charged particles, act as a shield from solar winds. The Van Allen belt protects us from radiation. So let me put it like this. Anybody goes outside the Van Allen belt, no matter what, it's going to cook. Like you throw a rabbit in a microwave. You understand? Unless you bring up a question. Then how'd they go to the moon? Do the math on that. Now, the Earth has a resonant frequency. You see, natural waves are created which result from electrical activity in the atmosphere. They're kind of caused is thought to be caused by multiple lightning storms and so forth, but these waves are called, as a terminology, Schumann resonance. And the strongest current registers at 7.8 hertz. Now, these are extremely low frequency, scalar, ELF. These waves occur naturally in the Earth's electromagnetic field and cavity. Now, that's the space between the ground and the ionosphere. Ionosphere is at top level. So these brain Earth waves are identical to the frequency spectrum of our brain waves. So it's a frequency vibration. That's what makes the difference between an ice cube and a puddle of water. It comes from the same cup. It's still water, but you change the vibrational properties of that water. In other words, we take the heat away, it turns into ice. Increase the heat, turns into water. Increase the heat more, turns into steam. Same glass of water. You just change the particle vibration of it by using energy. So 1 kilohertz is 1,000 CPS, or 1 megahertz is 1 million cycles per second. The wavelength of, say, 1 hertz wave is, and this should be very familiar to you, 186,000 miles long per second. That's a cycle per second. So a 10 hertz wave is 18,600 miles long. Radio waves move at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. Now, through energy generation, you increase that 186,000 miles per second vibration of the body, and you're going to go into another dimension because your particle vibrations vibrate so quickly that you disappear, but you go to another realm, like what's a good example? Like changing a frequency on the radio from one station to the next. Well, take that station into a dimension. Now, your soul is energy. Aha. See, the soul is not just a philosophical notion of my soul yearns to go beyond. No. The soul is energy. The spirit is energy. Now, this thing called HARP is a man-made method, and technology came from fallen angels who channeled through Nikola Tesla. Albert Einstein was a patent clerk. Thomas Edison was a robber. He's a thief. Nikola Tesla was a genius, a real one, not like Albert Einstein or not like Thomas Edison or these others. But they're all like Leonardo da Vinci. A lot of these were avatars channeled by the fallen angels. Nikola Tesla was a good man, though. He was an Orthodox Christian, Serbian. Does it strike anybody as kind of common that the powers that be has never liked Serbs who are Orthodox Christian? That just struck a chord, especially the Vatican. After all, the Vatican, the Ustasha, murdered 750,000 Serbs, 60,000 Jews, 26,000 Gypsies, in one concentration camp in Jasanovic in Croatia. The Roman Catholic Church did. Called the Ustasha. This has always been part of the agenda going back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Nothing new under the sun. Let's get back to the science part of it first. The ionosphere is actually being manipulated by the U.S. governments, China, Russia. They all work together. There's some separation, but it's two evils separated from each other. And primarily, you focused on the Alaskan transmitter called HARP, but there's like more than just one. It's a high-frequency active aural research program. And it sends focused radiated power to heat up sections of the ionosphere. Bounces back down like a pool shot. And the ELF, electromagnetic lower frequency waves, produced from HARP, when targeted on selected areas, listen, can weather engineer create mood changes affecting millions of people. And the intended wattage is not 30 watts, but 1,700 billion watts of power. Now, this is scientific. But witchcraft is supernatural manipulation of particles from another direction. Have I lost anybody yet? You see, so I'm trying to show you a little bit as quickly as I can. I can't give you a whole thing because we'd be here for hours. Because it's not easy to explain. I'll tell you that right off the get-go. And what I try to do in these broadcasts is simplify these difficult things, probably more than for me to explain it than you all to understand it. Because I'm sure you all can understand it. It's just hard for me to explain it and to simplify it. But to see what's going on today and why people may be ill in your town. Why people kill children at these schools. So this is not just a lesson of, or a study of science. Because these electromagnetic waves connect with the nanochips, the septal implants of the body that they put in there through vaccines. Septal implants that you have right now, 7,800 veterans are suing the government, NSA, CIA, for septal implants in their body. So this is home. When you had the shooting at Columbine, you had two of their MK Ultra. It's Columbine, Fort Hood, Virginia Tech. Shall I go on, you see? And other places that one of the most attempts have been, excuse me, the most successes have been during the Obama administration. It could have been anybody. It doesn't have to be Obama. It could have been Timbuktu. Elmer Fudd, your first president. Don't make any difference. It's at this time period that they're moving closer to come make the fulfillment of the New World Order. They're practicing. They're rehearsing. Their agents, their MK Ultra that don't even know that they're being used. Like that lady that tried to drive her car into the D.C. And was shot. All these cases where one person kills five members of the family, a lot of these are controlled human drones. They can be implanted anytime, anywhere. And you have targeted in the thousands and thousands and thousands of targeted individuals. You have complaints of veterans with voices in their skull, voices coming from the mind, just like you have a Walkman implanted in your head, and they are correct. That goes back to the 1970s, the technology. Practice makes perfect. Well, they're practicing. That's how up close and personal I'm trying to tell you it is. You know, there's 64 elements of sorts that in the ground modulate, and they have variations. They have geometric waves naturally coming from the ground. Geomagnetic waves come up. Your argon gas is made to stay down. Gold, diamonds, oil is meant to stay in the ground, not be brought up. Crystals can be inhabited. You're not going to like this, but crystals can be inhabited by demonic entities, as in computers, crystals, electronics. Demonic entities can travel on copper wire. All they are is energy. But they have energy that thinks, connected. You see, the earth natural brain rhythm and above is balanced with all these. The same are the minerals found in red blood corpuscles. The life is in the blood. Oops. See, there's a relationship of sort between the blood and geomagnetic waves. There's a connection there in this knowledge of good and evil. An imbalance between the human and geomagnetic waves disrupts these biorhythms. So, the natural geomagnetic waves are replaced by artificially created low-frequency ground waves coming from these Gwyn towers that you see around the United States and Europe. One tower covers about 300 miles. They used to have the Gwyn. It's called the Ground, G-W-E-N, Ground Wave Emergency Network. Was under the ground, like 10-foot coils, was like 200 miles apart across the United States. Well, you put the towers up now, and they try to camouflage them as trees. Yeah, they do. Some places they quit doing that. Didn't work. That extended another 100 miles. So, these towers now, connected to HARP, if I understand this correctly, allows the magnetic field to be altered. See, when Tesla came up with these ideas, he was channeled. Maybe he knew it, maybe he didn't. He was a good person, though. That's why they murdered him. So he believed he discovered what God had created. Absolutely. The others hijack what God created. Witchcraft has everything to do with this when they use the supernatural. Science is nothing more than weaponized witchcraft. It's all witchcraft. In one form or another. One's synthetic and one's used as a natural. You ever heard that before? Now, they operate in the LF range to have transmissions between LF 150 and 175 kilohertz. So they emit these waves in the upper VHF to lower UHF, range of 225 to 400 megahertz. So a lower frequency signal travels, by waves that hug to the ground rather than radiate in the atmosphere. So a Gwyn station actually transmits about a 360-degree circle up to 300 miles, overlapping throughout the United States in this envelopment of these waves around the world. So a signal drops off sharply with distance. So this entire system consists of, depending on one source of data, from 58 to an intended 300 transmitters across the entire United States. And each with a tower about 299 to 500 foot high. You have a 300 foot copper wires, kind of like a spoke that found out for the base of the system under the ground, interacting with the earth. Kind of like I'm not an electronic expert, but like a conductor of sort, kind of like a thin-shelled conductor radiating radio waves or something for a very long distance through the ground. So let's take the United States, for example. We're bathed in this magnetic field, which rises up about 500 feet. Do you ever see that TV program where they have this invisible field and shield? Well, that's kind of alluding to that. But also goes down into basements, so everyone can be affected and mind-controlled. So the entire artificial ground wave spreads out over the whole United States like a web. So there, those under their control, it's easier to hypnotize people, mind-control people, who are bathed in artificial electromagnetic wave. So now you got TV. You got the little iPods. You see people so stuck in it, they don't know what to do with it. They're like, it's like an umbilical cord, these people. Especially the children. So, you sort of have an idea then when I say that these Gwen transmitters have many different functions. You know what that includes? Controlling the weather. Because the weather is also controlled by this electromagnetic energy. Mind control. Behavior and mood control. And actually sending out synthetic telepathy as a kind of an infrasound to victims with U.S. government mind control implants. Now you see what I've been talking about all this time. And so this Gwen system kind of works with HARP. And the way I did my research, I understand it's called also a Russian woodpecker transmitter, which is similar to HARP. It's kind of a marketed small version of the weather engineering system called ELATE. 200 mile area. Same range as the Gwen unit, but they operate at Moscow Airport. The Gwen towers shoot emotional bursts of energy into the atmosphere in conjunction with HARP. So they can produce major floods in the Midwest United States. Typhoons. They can stir tornadoes and create them. You understand how deep this goes? You know, you have up in the air atmospheric what's called vapor rivers. They are like enormous invisible rivers of water consisting of vapors that kind of flow just like you would rivers. They move toward the poles in the lower atmosphere. They're like 420 to 480 miles wide and about 4,800 miles long, like the flow of the Amazon River. They're about 1.9 miles above the Earth and contain a volume of water that's equivalent to about 340 pounds of water per second. About five atmospheres of rivers in each hemisphere. So a massive flood can be created by damming up one of these massive vapor rivers. You know, in Vietnam, they used to seed the atmosphere. That was Vietnam they were doing weather control then, causing heavy rains. Also disrupt them, causing drought. They can cause huge amounts of rainfall to be dumped. How about when God, in the flood, gates from below, gates of water from above. The doors he opened. Oops. So now man has been able to weaponize this using technology. You know, the Gwen Towers positioned along the areas north of Missouri and Mississippi rivers were turned on for like 40 days, 40 nights, maybe marking the flood of Genesis. In conjunction with HARP, the creates a river of electricity flowing thousands of miles through the sky down to a particular ice cap, polar ice cap, and manipulates the jet stream, just like the Russian woodpecker would. What's the result of that? Well, ask Soros. When they want to control the Midwest of their corn crops and everything else, the rivers flooded in the atmosphere causes agricultural losses of $12 to $15 billion. Can destroy wheat crops. How about that? HARP produces earthquakes by focusing the energy along fault lines. Now, how that works is, what they'd like to tell you that it's 30 watts. What are we doing? We're looking for oil deposits. Oh, okay. So they shoot an ionosphere pulse up in the atmosphere, hits the ionosphere, and it bounces like a cue ball shot. Goes into the ground, I don't know, 7 to 10 kilometers, give or take, or different levels. Like a fish finder on steroids. How about that? So when it goes down to that level, it bounces back a sound, like bong, some kind of sound that the computer says, oh, that's shell. Then they'll fire it up again and they'll bounce it another location or same location, go deeper with 30 watts. It'll come back with a sound, burr, something, whatever. Oh, we found oil. We found limestone. We found whatever it is, depending on what the vibration return is, the sound, the frequency. That's 30 watts. So it produces a kind of a shock vibration to produce that sound. That's 30 watts. Now, crank that sucker up to 1,700 billion watts. You got yourself an earthquake of different magnitudes if you want to. In 1963, you had a Dr. Robert Beck. He looked at efforts of external magnetic fields on brain waves. It shows a relationship between psychiatric ignitions and solar magnetic storms. He exposed volunteers at that time to pulses, magnetic pulses, some fields similar to magnetic storms. He used 60 hertz electric power, ELF waves vibrate the same frequency as a human brain. The UK is 50 hertz. Electricity emissions depress the thyroid gland. Now, you might have heard this guy, Dr. Andrea Puharich, around the 1950s, 1960s. He discovered a clairvoyance brainwaves became about 8 hertz when their psychic powers were being operated. Now, what causes a clairvoyant to have their knowledge, to have their skills? Where does that knowledge come from? It don't come from the person. It comes from witchcraft. It comes from a demonic entity that comes inside that person, increases their brain waves. That's where you get remote viewing and automatic writing and all that sort of thing. Super soldiers that do this and do that that they wasn't able to do before, or be able to speak a language and all this stuff that they can do and that the body was never able to do before, is not the individual at all. It's the demonic entity that comes inside of it, it being the body, will increase the hertz of that body. If that body is not prepared to receive it and goes too far into it, you have spontaneous combustion. One of my chat members brings up a point I was talking about. For example, the control of weather, Ho Chi Minh Trail back in Vietnam, they used silver iodine cloud seeding. Now they're using HAARP. It's all about this world, not having the knowledge of good and evil. Now I'm getting right down to something here in a minute. I'm leading the way best I can. You know, one person emitting a certain frequency can make another also resonate the same frequency. Mind control. Woodrow Wilson said of Colonel Mandel House, Colonel Mandel House was a Satanist. Colonel Mandel House was evil. Colonel Mandel House was in the supernatural, the Illuminati, witchcraft, you understand? Colonel Mandel House, according to Woodrow Wilson, was his alter ego. Colonel Mandel House mesmerized, controlled Woodrow Wilson. He needed controlling because Woodrow Wilson is just kind of a dupey kind of guy. Very, very easy to manipulate. In the same way, Thomas Jefferson was controlled by Adam Weishaupt, who was also a Satanist, a Luciferian, and designer of the World Revolutionary Plan, the protocols of learned of design we live today, who is a Jesuit. You see how this all comes to home, to bear? If you're not protected in the blood of Jesus, they'll get through to it. You can't put a spell on a born-again Christian. But you can get a born-again Christian through ignorance of not knowing what he's dealing with to put a spell on themselves, thereby weakening their power. Holy Spirit steps back when you play with a Ouija board. Holy Spirit steps back when you do witchcraft, read horoscopes, or go to seances and all this stuff, or lusting. And you got the point here. That reduces your... God steps away from you. God is everything around, protecting you. And when you turn away from Him, He pulls back, and then you come into the physics of this whole world. I'm telling you exactly how it works. So our brains are vulnerable to any technology sending out ELF waves. That's why the importance of being born again and continuously having the blood of Jesus spread around you will protect you against witchcraft and this targeting. That's how close and personal it gets. And our brains are so vulnerable to this technology that sends out these ELF waves. That they start resonating to the outside signal, but kind of like a tuning fork. So, this is why I've said for 4 years that I've been broadcasting, hard as I can go, people thinking I'm crazy, but I've been telling people this flash mob thing going on is a practice of getting people out and controlling. I'm going to tell you why. Because now, this year, they're now having these same problems with flash mobs breaking into stores in the hundreds. I told y'all it was going to happen, and I'm going to tell you how. Not only did they pay these people to do this, these kids, they make sure they're black or white, in this case black, to cause a racial division. But further than that, they can take any flash mob, and let me tell you how they're targeted. Watch this. This Puharich, P-U-H-A-R-I-C-H, scientist, he experimented. He discovered the following. He found out that like 7.83 hertz of the Earth's pulse rate is normal. It makes a person feel good, producing kind of an altered state. That's the Earth pulse rate I've explained so far. However, if you target the individual, especially under the control of psychotropic drugs, Prozac, or an implant, you target that individual or individuals with 10.80 hertz. It causes riotous behavior. If you target the same individual or individuals, whatever location you want, with 6.6 hertz below the Earth pulse rate, it causes depression. So you take that Marine, you take that Army veteran coming back with the septal implants, and you have the serial number, or you have the DNA blood type, which gives a his resonant frequency. You have it on log in the computer system, and you target it with either those white vans that's traveling around with the targeting, or by satellite, whatever how they do it. You target that individual or flash mob, whatever, with 6.6 hertz depression. Begins. You have depression. You don't know why he's depressed. He's got drugs in him. And then you put that voice in, like I'm talking today on this mic. You can talk to him while he sleeps at night. You all see the implications here? Is there any wonder why there's 22 suicides per day? While there's mass shootings. I don't know what happened to John. He was a good guy. He was a good neighbor. And he just went crazy, man. Killed his whole family. I don't know what happened there. They don't understand what's going on. See, Plutarch made ELF wave change. Listen to me here now. Do you all put your food in a microwave? You study the microwave? It changes the molecules of water. It destroys them. The water you use from a microwave and the water that's used from natural will not grow the same plant. It destroys the plant. Long story and experiment made short. It destroys your food nutrients and all that because the microwave goes inside and destroys the composition. The particle vibration destroys it. Well, you're bathed in ELF. You're bathed in this microwave when they target you. So consequently, ELF waves, they've proven now, change RNA and DNA. What it does, it breaks down hydrogen bonds. It makes a person have a higher vibratory rate. Now, this guy, Plutarch, he wanted to go a little deeper into it. What it did. Yeah, let's see. He wanted to go beyond the psychic 8 hertz brainwaves and attract the PSI phenomena. James Hertog worked for Plutarch. He wrote the book, The Keys of Enoch. Oh, I know I struck a nerve there, didn't I? And this is not Enoch of the Bible. And Enoch didn't write no book. That's impossible for Enoch. Either one of the two Enochs. One son of Cain or the son of Jared. Neither one of those Enochs wrote those books. No, sir. It's impossible for Enoch to have written all those books. The keys of Enoch cover that the ultraviolet caused by hydrogen bonds to break and raise the vibratory rate. So, Plutarch, as usual, presented the mental effects of ELF waves to military leaders. But at the very beginning, at this point in time, they didn't believe him, supposedly, and he gave the information to certain dignitaries in other Western nations, and from reports I found, his house was burned down in New York to shut him up. He went to Mexico. So the Russians, on that level, discovered which ELF frequencies did what the human brain would do and started zapping U.S. Embassy in Moscow in 1976. How do you think the Iraqi soldiers in the 1990s, why they surrendered in mass without even fighting? This is all part of the mind control of what we're talking about today. It's very powerful. When they started blasting the U.S. Embassy in Moscow in 4th of July of 76, they focused on 10 hertz. That puts people into a hypnotic state of sort. And they use this to extract confessions as well. Did you know that Hitler used what mic technology with a gold film in his microphones? The gold film adjusted his frequency to spread it out and it affected people's minds when he spoke. It wasn't just his charismatic speaking or whatever. It was, had to do with like sound alchemy. Nikola Tesla, who was murdered by the globalist, revealed in 1901 that power could be transmitted through the ground using ELF waves. See, nothing stops or weakens these waves. Your Faraday cage? You got to be kidding me. And the Russians retrieved Tesla's papers when they were finally returned to Yugoslavia after he was murdered. And this Plutarch, he's working a double side too, by the way. He and Dr. Robert Beck designed equipment to measure the waves and their effects on the human brain. He could put dogs to sleep. So by 1948, 1949, he graduated to monkeys and deliberately destroying their eardrums. He did that to destroy his eardrums so they could pick up sounds without the eardrum being intact. He found out there's a nerve in the tongue. It's very important. That's used to facilitate hearing. Family, he created the dental tooth implant, which mind control victims now claim was kind of placed in their mouth by controlling dentists, causing them to hear voices in their head, unquote, on that part. The implant was placed under dental caps or lodged in the jaw. Ooh, I bet I struck a nerve there. Go to my website, WatchmanChronicles.com. Look up the suicide conspiracy. You'll get kind of an idea. I've done an expose part one, part two. The veterans are hearing voices in their head. It is not post-traumatic stress. It's caused by technology, causing the suicides, in my opinion. I'll say it that way. It doesn't stop there. The witchcraft goes on to vaccine implants. Implants are smaller than a hair's width, injected with vaccine and flu shots. Millions have had this done unknowingly. These biochips circulate in the bloodstream and lodge in the brain. And they enable the victim to hear voices by the implant. How do you think Satan's going to control people when he turns this thing on? There's many kinds of implants that 1 in 40 victims are so-called alien abduction. They're not alien abduction. They're demonic abduction. Government abduction. 1 in 20 are also been gauged. And these fake alien abduction events revealed to be actually the work of U.S. military personnel. They use technology to make these hologram spaceships outside. You don't believe me? Right now, you got another hour, maybe two, who knows, while I'm talking, to get on your internet right now, if you want to, and you look up strontium, barium, niobate. Then you link it together with a little old plus sign to 3D holographic imagery, and you'll find government programs based on that. If you don't find it, they've taken it down. I've got a copy of it. You see, virtual reality scenarios of going into a spaceship with humans as costumes has been astutely perceived. And though these real alien abductions do occur, they're demonic. No aliens. Aliens do not exist. Somebody tell Billy Graham this. He believes they do. You tell him they do not, because that completely destroys the Bible. To believe in some aliens in space. You forget about original sin. Does that mean Adam and Eve died for... that there's only one Adam and Eve for the entire universe? Or did each planet that had, that allegedly has life on it, do they have Adam and Eve per planet? No, they do not. That's a lie from hell. They're coming with aliens eventually, but these are fallen angels, and they're demonic. There are no aliens in space. Earth is the only planet on this entire universe, in this universe, that has life of humans on it. No other. If you want to believe in evolution, have at it. Because evolution is impossible. But if you want to believe in it, go on ahead. That's your choice. Makes you feel better? All right. But even goes against... thermodynamics, it goes against the entropy, all that proves evolution is impossible. But back to these vaccine implants, by the way. Vaccine implants is nothing more than Mark of the Beast, a part of it. I've talked about this dozens of times, about the procedure used in by Harvard, Dr. Ralph Schwitzbell out of Harvard, 1973, Jose Delgado, Ingraham, out of Berkeley. Family, this is so involved. people out there, 90% of people you see out in town ain't got a clue one. They won't have any idea what you're talking about. But this is what's going on in their lives. They don't even know it. You see, virtual reality scenarios of going to a spaceship with humans in costumes is not uncommon. Thousands, you know how many million children are missing every year. You know where they go. I'm telling you where they're going. They're being used. Daniel 2:43 has an interesting verse. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with mire clay, thou shalt mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Where's man created from the ground? What's iron? You think maybe a little mixing of DNA going on here that the Bible's warning us about? Daniel 2:43. Now, according to the Bible, from a theological perspective of that particular verse, and that verse is used a lot in talking about mixing of DNA. But the image we're talking here represents the four Gentile powers that would exercise world dominion, ruling over the Jewish people. Nebuchadnezzar, he was a monarch in Babylon. And Babylon is where witchcraft comes from. Going back to Nimrod, by the way, he was the head of gold. Persia was the arms of silver, one arm representing Media and other Persia. Greece, the third kingdom, was the belly and thighs of bronze. The Roman Empire was the two legs and feet of iron. And the legs represented the eastern and western wings of the kingdom, and the feet of iron and baked clay depict the revived Holy Roman Empire. And the toes represented in the dream the ten kingdoms. And so, if you note in this example of this vision, what it really means, you note the decreasing value of these metals and the increasing strength, except in the feet of iron and clay. Also take note when you read this, Daniel 2:36-45, by the way, that man's pictured his empires as being valuable metals, whereas God pictures these same kingdoms as wild beasts. If you go to chapter 7. So the Lord Jesus is the stone cut out without hands. He'll destroy these four kingdoms and rule over the whole earth. And the kid's kingdom alone will stand forever. That's from Daniel's vision. But you also could almost apply it to DNA. All kinds of different ways of looking at it, but that's the way the Bible looks at it. Now, a fake abduction is spouted off in a lot of shows today that I was abducted by an alien. Now you know where they're coming from. And in more than one case, people have woken up or have woke up. Gosh, they've woke up in fright and saw these little gray beings at the foot of their bed and shouted the name of Jesus. And those beings had to leave. Those were not aliens. They were demons in physical form. There's a mixture going on here. There's a partnership of demonic entities in deep underground military bases and our governments on both sides of the big pond. You understand? Now, all these things I'm telling you, I've got it recorded. But you start telling people about what we're talking about today, they're going to think you're crazy. As an outhouse rat. Until you start telling them about the details, and then they're not going to last long, then your eyes glaze over, and you lose them in 10 minutes. You see? Is that not what happens? and they still mock you, say you're crazy. Can I show you the evidence? No, I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone. But you're still crazy. What? It goes on, don't it? But you ask yourself, are we being forced to respond to an artificially induced vibrational rate by these global masters like Wizard of Oz? Or they want this planet to have a sudden leap in evolution? That's the lie they're telling the Freemasons. That's the lie they're telling the Wicca. That's the lie they're telling the Illuminati. That there's coming a nexus. There's coming a jump in evolution. The fifth dimension, they call it. Populated by the psychically aware and therefore superior class of humans. But the agenda is not that at all. The agenda is to eliminate billions of people who are what they call useless eaters. And they're being deposed by electromagnetically induced cancers and diseases. But on top of that, it is confirmed by the CDC that in 1952-53 time frame that they put cancer cells created in the laboratory in the polio vaccines of 98 million Americans. Oops. Family, when you get a shot, if you do, you pray over that shot. When you eat food, you pray over it. That's why you're praying in the first place. Not only for thankfulness, but to render it null and void. When you talk about electromagnetic diseases and transmission, ELF and chemtrails and all that sort of thing, which is going to be stopped by the fallen angels, when the fallen angels come into play and say, we're here to protect you. We got rid of the Illuminati. We got rid of the reptilians and all this. It's a dialectic. We stopped the chemtrails. See, they want you to know about all this now. Because the ones that's going to be the saviors are going to be just as evil. Jesus is the only one that's going to protect you. Holy Spirit is the only one that's going to be there for you. God, Jesus Christ, who's the Word, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, are all one. The chemtrails, I could talk about that, how they produce diseases by vibratory rate. I'm just going on about this. There was a prisoner testimony named David Frates, F-R-A-T-U-S, in Draper Prison, Utah, 1988. His testimony, I quote, I began to receive or hear high-frequency tones in my ears. When I plug my ears, the tones are still inside and become amplified. It's as if they have become electrified echo chambers with the sounds coming from the inside out. I began to hear voices in my inner ear as vivid as though I were listening to a set of stereo headphones, with the end result being that I am now having my brain monitored by an omnipotent computerized mind reading or scanning machine of some sort, unquote. They use prisoners as subjects to test. Tesla wave mind control in prison. Reading thoughts and well as eye, developing eye implants. Eyes, nose, ears, throat, doctor. Tracking devices. Tracking implant keeps the staff and satellite system informed of every few minutes of where to send the voice signals. It's quite amazing how far they've gone with this, to say the least. And I've touched on it today. I went a little bit more in detail than I have before, to try to explain to you how this really works. The fallen angels, that when they come back, will not be taken wise. They don't need to anymore. It's being done scientifically, biologically. See, back in the day of, that's a good point that one of my chat members, Corey, brings up, is in the days of the Old Testament, before the flood, and after the flood, Satan learned by trial and error. He had to wait generations to see the result. Why? Because they manually, took their seed, the fallen angels, copper-based DNA, into the woman in her womb. Used that. That's why they took wives, daughters of man. for certain. They didn't go through some ritualized or religious ritual for marriage. They just took, raped, whatever. The woman died in childbirth because you had giants. We're not talking a 12-pound baby here in birth. We're talking big. Would grow exponentially because of a different genetic trace. So they used the woman's womb, and they had to wait generations to see how the manipulation of DNA would work. So then when the computer age came around, it didn't need to do that anymore. Now you see why. See, God don't depend on technology. Don't need it. Satan does. Now you understand. Now I'm going to stop here with this particular explanations, I believe, because it can go on. I can go on for another hour, literally, talking about this mind control that they exert. As a matter of fact, let's take one example before I end it here and move on to something else here about the same area but different direction. I found some articles. One, man shoots five, killing one in a Georgia shopping mall. When? April 24th, 1990. This is one of many. Every one of them can be associated about like this one. In April the 24th, of course, 1990, a 31-year-old man was released from a mental hospital. Test cases. He killed one person, wounded four others when he opened fire in a shopping mall outside of Atlanta. He had a gun that was bought in a pawn shop the Monday before this, police said. This guy, or this woman, Susan Matlock, was spokeswoman for DeKalb County Department of Public Safety. She quoted the police investigators as saying they learned from doctors at the Georgia Regional Hospital, a state mental health complex that was there in Georgia, by the way, that this Mr. Brady had been diagnosed as homicidal and suicidal before his release. So, the Associated Press, after this incident occurred, quoted Colonel M.F. Ferguson of the DeKalb County Police as saying, and very conveniently, by the way, a document was found in Mr. Brady's pocket. He said he suffered from delusions, can be hostile, threatening, has a history of alcohol abuse. Now, he's released from a mental hospital with this note in his shirt. Got to be kidding me. But during questioning, the police said Mr. Brady talked of God and about a mechanical device inside him controlling his actions. Witnesses also said that there's a well-dressed gunman walked into an area of the mall with the fast food stands and fired 6 to 8 shots from a .38 caliber snub-nosed revolver. He was about to reload the gun, he told police, when an unidentified person standing nearby apparently talked him out of it. Can anybody say CIA handler? We don't know who he is, but they want him to come forth. What's your guess of mine? He never did. CIA won't reveal themselves, will they? Nah, I don't think so. So CIA found out it worked, even in 1990, huh? It's been working ever since. Columbine, Fort Hood, Virginia Tech, and an enormous number in the past 3 years under the Obama administration. But you can't blame Obama. He's nothing but a lackey like all the other presidents. The worst has been FDR and the Bushes, Clinton. Obama's here to tear down the United States. But so is all the others, Reagan, Carter, Bush, FDR, every single cotton-picking one of them. All these presidents are cousins in the same bloodline. All of them are as equally evil as all the others, all of them. And the ones that weren't finally came out of it was Andrew Jackson. Of course, you can blame him for his evil against the Indians. That's one thing, black mark against him. But he did rout out the Illuminati by balancing the budget. How about that? That was the purpose of the War of 1812, to get us back on track, to be in bondage again. That was the purpose of that war. Andrew Jackson defeated them by balancing the budget. The only president in the history of man, history of the United States, excuse me, in the history of the United States that balanced the budget ever. Clinton is a liar, as usual, as all of them are. The next one would be Lincoln, who pulled out of his control. His purpose was to emancipate the blacks. He was a racial avatar, controlled by the fallen angels. He was a member of the Illuminati. And to bring the United States under martial law, he did. We're still there, actually. But he went against them toward the end of his administration. His wife, Mary Todd, was Illuminati family member by virtue of marriage to the Esters. Todds were. Mary Todd, same family bloodline as John Todd. The next one would be JFK. McKinley. He was against a lot of their plans, and next one would be JFK. They all those have something in common. You see how deep this goes? But don't bother me with this. I got to go to watch TV tonight. Big game's going on. Oh, and I also have my fantasy football thing going on. I got that important thing to do. I read my 15-minute news and go say goodnight to Mama. And tomorrow morning get up and do my one-hour commute. You see what? They got us busy. So you can't see what to pray against, who the enemy really is. So, you see, this, now I gotta tell y'all, I mean, I'm really amazed. Our group is growing in this broadcast. And it's been consistent here for the past hour, 2 hours. And we've been talking about really some heavy things, to say the least. So many people don't listen to this. They don't want to hear. But you gotta hang in there. You can't shake someone and say, listen to what I'm telling you. You just got to plant the seed, walk away. Let the Holy Spirit work. Pray for the woes you don't even get. Forgive them. Also, pray for those that don't want to listen to you, call you crazy. That's okay, because they don't know. And pray for yourselves that you're covered in the blood of Jesus, because you're going to be targeted supernaturally. You understand that, of course. But everything going on today is part of this, to demoralize or to bring in the sinful nature of mankind to surface. Even in the veterans, you got transgender veterans fighting for military paperwork to match your new gender. And we're a far cry from 1990s when the Clinton said, don't ask, don't tell, you can do that now and bring homosexuals in the military. Big plan for that. Now we're into transgenders, is already transgender, veterans fighting for military paperwork to match their new gender. We've gone a long way, haven't we, folks? To demoralize the military on purpose. This is by design. Agent Orange was one way, designed to give cancer to the vets in Vietnam. That was the purpose of Agent Orange on the long term. Evil is continuous. There's an incident here where thieves steal and gang rape a pet dog whose owner was tied up outside a supermarket and she did her shopping. Family, things are getting crazy. You've got atheist mega churches taking root in the United States. You got a fairy tale Bible. Gay marriage is now to about 15 to 17 states. The more they increase, as the plan goes, God pulls away. When sin is institutionalized, God pulls away from that country, that state, that person. Just like it does, like we do our individually. You had a neo-Nazi rally in Kansas. All this is part of this. Everything is a part of this. Every bit of it. We had a high school student recently found a hit list. He's going to start killing people. Kids, his own friends. He just moved into the school, had a hit list. Changing times. I'm going to tell you what. Changing times are coming up. Now, I'm going to maneuver here into talking about Wicca and the rise of paganism. Because all this is based on what we're talking about today so far. Is based on this. In your Pentagon. You see? But you know what? What you got to think about, like yesterday we talked about last night about worry, how to get rid of worry. As you think about rising to the top. And that's what you focus on. And you spread the blood of Jesus around you. And you become an overcomer.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome. And the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead. And I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise.
Back at you. Those just joining us, welcome to Back to the Washington Chronicles show. That's be me. It's a really good show, I hope, for you. I learn a lot every time I teach myself. I just like to include other people with me as you. I learn from the chat, too, and people tell me stuff as I go along and share it along the way. I like to get into the nitty-gritty of the things, into the details. As deep as I can go. I shed my loyalty to anything man-made humankind. I don't follow anything man-made at all. No family, no culture, no religion, or none of that. I follow Jesus Christ. I'm done. That's it. I follow Jesus, and the only true word of God is in the King James Bible. I've looked at all of them. Now, you can do your own looking. I'm telling you what I found. You do your own research. But what I've looked at, and don't take my word for it. Do your own, okay? Don't just say, well, Tom Gamble said it's true. No, no. I'm just telling you what I found. I'm just summarizing it for you. But I have not found not one book other than the King James Cambridge edition that's the true word of God. There isn't any. The Book of Urantia? No. Book of Enoch? Hardly. Book of Jasher? Not remotely. The Torah? No way. The first five books of the Torah, the Masoretic texts, yeah. That's God talking to Moses. I'd say so. Then after that, the Torah is worthless. History? Go for it. Whatever. Okay, great. But it's not going to get you saved. The idea is to be saved, to learn the true word of God through God's own spirit coming to mankind, that men were obedient to God. You'll get the true word. When you're stuck on a religion or stuck on a culture, you're stuck in a family, you're stuck in a political aim, you're stuck in a country or whatever, or, man, you're going to be lost. Jesus is about none of those. None of it. You see, come out of her. It means come out of the church, come out of everything else. Trust in Jesus only. But it's between you and Jesus. Nobody else. Not even your family. No. It's between you and Jesus through the Holy Spirit. That's how the connection is. Then pray everybody follows you along. That you're the light that leads to the same place you've come to through Jesus. The idea is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 23 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecies. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. And John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are the which testify of me. And very simply, John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. His name is Jesus. It ain't Yahweh. It's not Yeshua. It's not none of those names. As in the Bible says, his name's Jehovah. I found no other name there. And I can't speak Hebrew, I can't speak Greek, I don't have to. God don't require me to learn some other language. English is the universal language that God chose. At the very beginning of Abrahamic covenant, a covenant that God made with Abraham, he was the first Jew. Hebrew Israelite. That's where it all began. Jesus was a Jew. Simple, plain, slam dunk, done. He was Jew. You can trace his roots all the way back to Adam and Eve through Noah. And he picked English because the Hebrew Israelites, they kind of scattered, you might say, but they know where they are, the real Hebrew Israelites, the 144,000, they're going to come out. They're going to come out. The real bloodline Jews, they're hidden away. They haven't come out yet. It's not time. They're going to come out in a time of the worst trouble the earth has ever seen. Then they're going to come out. Because you see in the sixth seal, see, right now they got us busy with all this stuff I've been telling you so far. ELF this and ELF that and whatever. You know, Dancing with the Stars, TV, sports, partying. Matter of fact, one of my chat members covered it really well. Several of them have already. Somewhere back here, they had some scripture that I was going to try to capture somewhere along here, but I can't quite keep up with it here. It's moving so fast. 2 Timothy 3, 2 to 5. In 2 Timothy, okay, where are you, Timothy? 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Famous homosexuals. But also truce breakers, false accusers. You can't stop just a homosexual there, Freemasons. You got to call all of it. Incontinent. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, like being a deacon or something, huh? But denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Divers lusts. They were just really smart people back then writing that Bible, weren't they? Because they were given this word by the Almighty God. Moses, I'm talking about directly. Moses talking to, God talking to Moses through a burning bush and a whirlwind. Telling him what to write. Then the prophets getting their dreams and visions from the Spirit. Major prophets and minor prophets. Disciples that walked with God in the form of Jesus Christ, human flesh. They walked with God, per se. And then the Holy Spirit came down upon them. 120, actually, but only 11 wrote as their works went into the Bible. Not 67, not 68, not 50, 66 books, 40 different authors. Obedient to God. Made up his true word. And that's the King James Bible, Cambridge edition. And it's getting smaller and smaller as far as Bibles you can trust or even kind of any sort of religious books at all. King James won't last much longer when they have disclosure. Book of Enoch will take priority because it's alien lie. Then the Book of Enoch will say, oh, we told you so. Yeah, because it's written by fallen angels anyway. Book of Enoch cannot be trusted. It has knowledge in it, true. And it's about 80% truth, but there's false in it as well. Because it's not supported by God. So I can see part two coming tomorrow of modernized paganism. I laid the groundwork today, part one, of how they can tap into the supernatural realm, how they can tap into the principles that God set up to create life and planets and so forth. See, God created the physics. He created these principles in order to sustain life. Satan now is trying to determine how they work, going back to the Garden of Eden. Trial and error, assigning symbols. How about that? Sounds, colors, formulas. Trial and error to determine how to manipulate God's creation. And witchcraft is a means by which they're doing it, which links up to alchemy. That's your royal secrets of the Freemasonry. Manipulation of human of particles. And so you see how they can do it supernaturally, by ritual, invocation, sacrifice of humans, draining of life force, earth, wind, fire, and rain. How they can cause that by natural means and unnatural means. That's the point. Both. Your Pentagon has weaponized witchcraft. Your Pentagon has weaponized physics that also utilizes witchcraft. But here's the bottom line. They've lost this already. That's the point. Why are they doing all this? Because Satan's behind them. But still, why are they doing all this? Because they have fear. They are the ones worried. They are the ones in fear. They're the ones that can't sleep at night because they have no rest. The demons that's inside that's driving them every single day, every minute, will not let them rest. Because the demons inside of them, when they're demonized, will not let them sleep, will not let them rest, will not give them a moment's notice. And if they can do their evil, that I've talked about from the history, from the past 2 days, 3 days, of how they've set all this up, step by step, I'm bringing it to you. If they can do all this evil that they've done, and sleep at all, and think they're okay, they're being placated by Satan. By doing good deeds makes them feel better about themselves. But gets them further and further away from God because they're being placated. But in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So why did Jesus come down to earth? What's Jesus here for anyway? For me to live an abundant life? No. John 3:17, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. See, some of these preachers out here that are militia types, or your Chuck Baldwins and all these others out here, that Mannings and Otto, what else, all the Freemason type so-called clergymen, they are saying that Jesus Christ was rebellious. He's a revolutionary. No, Jesus Christ was not revolutionary. Jesus Christ was not rebellious. We, human beings, are rebellious. That's called witchcraft. Rebellious is also turning away from God, creating our own religions, our own Bibles. Going back to 2 Timothy 3:2. We're all guilty of this. We're all sinners. I know doggone well I am. He took away some of the things I used to do, but there's still some things there that I got to work with every day. When I do something, thinking something or doing something that I shouldn't, I get that tinge, that twinge of, don't, no, that's, you gonna say this on the air, or you gonna live your life? How you gonna live it? You gonna keep on doing this other? No. Okay. I say, Lord, forgive me for that thought. Forgive me for what I was thinking about doing or whatever. And that's how you live your life, and that way it takes it away from you, and he works with you. You acknowledge it. How does Satan get over on you? Well, you're going to die one of these days. You better get everything done. You're going to get done. Get that bucket list. Okay, so you make up a bucket list at 50 years old or something. I don't know. That's when you kick the bucket or something, they say. And when you're going to die, I want to do something before I die. I know I'm getting ready to die. I'm in my last days, 50, 60 years old, whatever. Okay. So make this list. I want to jump out of an airplane. I want to scuba dive. I want to, I don't know, whatever you have in your mind is your bucket list. Make this list. And let's say you got the money. First, you got to have the money, right? Fly a plane, do all, whatever it is. Get your degree. I don't, whatever your bucket list is. I don't know. Everybody's got a different bucket list if you do that sort of thing. So you start picking off those things you want as your bucket list. Okay, you've accomplished it. You've jumped out of an airplane. Great. Woo, yeah, I jumped out. Okay, well, it's over. You scratch it off. Now what? So you jumped out of an airplane. Now, okay, you've accomplished it. So, now what? We go number two, number three, four. I have 10 things. Okay, you finished number 10, my bucket list. Wow, I did everything. I'm 60 years old and proverbially, you've done it all. One every year. I don't know, whatever you decide. You're done with it. Your bucket list is finished and you're still not dead. Okay. Do you feel better that you did all these things? Or did you make matters worse? Where'd you spend your money? Did you catch a disease? Did you hurt somebody? Or did you make somebody feel better? I don't know, whatever. But are you still saved? Is your soul going to heaven or hell because you completed your bucket list? Or you go back and do bucket list part two. Where does it end? Look to the future, and that future is eternity. Who's that with? Jesus Christ. Bucket list is gone. It's over. Bucket list is done. Fun while it lasted. You know, I realized something when I was doing world traveling, when I was in Saudi Arabia and Kosovo and Congo. I took vacations in between. I went to Australia. I went to every country in Europe and Australia. I've been to Africa and all kinds of places. And one day, I said, Tom, I said, what? I said, you've been to about every country, every culture you can think of, except China and Russia. And what have you accomplished? What did they have? I said, well, they had bars. Uh-huh. Well, they had restaurants. Mm-hmm. They had crown jewels and museums. Yeah. Had food. Imagine that. Had more bars. Yep. Had churches and they had all had the same thing. They all had the same, all the same. I mean, cultures are different, but not really. What's missing? Not having God in your life, that's what's missing. Because I experience everything. You know, I go to Tunisia, I can go to Australia, I can go to Germany, France, it's all the same. They got museums, bars, and restaurants. You know, they got, you know, famous statues. You know, I've seen dozens of famous statues. You know, and it's all the same. I got pictures. Where was that country? I don't remember. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, you know. It's all temporary. You know, I can say I've been there. So what do I do? Go to a bar, go to a restaurant, say, guess what? I've been to all these countries. Oh, nice, Tom. Well, nice talking to you. I got to go. Oh, well, okay. Family, Jesus is about future, eternity. It's about helping other people. It's about loving. It's about loving other people and doing things for others. But my own self, what I accomplish. Proverbs 3:25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. Whew. Family, it's about us helping each other. Whoever your sphere of influence is in Florida, Louisiana, Texas, Arizona, or Kansas City, or Illinois, or Indiana, North Carolina, or up north, where Yankees are up there, Michigan, I don't know where, United Kingdom, Ireland, whatever. What's really the difference? Well, I'm going to conclude here. Now, I've laid the groundwork today about the principles. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the supernatural in the broadcast tomorrow. About modernized paganism, I'm going to give you solutions tomorrow. I'm going to talk about witchcraft, how they operate. I'm going to talk about demonized people, what to look for. We're going to bring the supernatural up close and personal. You know, demons are persons. You must recognize that demons are persons. They're a spirit, but they have a personality. That's why there's different types. There are three objectives of a demon. One's torment and torture. To keep you from knowing Jesus Christ. And to keep you from serving Jesus Christ. And do you want to know that how many preachers, pastors, popes, rabbis, you heard me, are demonized? The Roman Catholic Church is based on paganism. That's a fact. That's why you see the holidays as they are in reality. Your bliss, pentagrams, which are our stars and stripes, the Star of David, all this is pagan. I'm sorry, but it is. I've got to tell you like it is there, Americans. You got 50 stars on there, if not for nothing. It's for pentagrams, family. And Star of David, that requires a blood sacrifice. That's one of the most evil signs on the face of this planet. Witchcraft. Witches use the hexagram for spells, for drawing supernatural curses. Requires a blood sacrifice, murder, rape, whatever you want to call it. It's totally evil. The real symbol of the Hebrew Israelites is the menorah. That's a real symbol of the real Jews, not the fake in Israel. God used them to set up a homeland. Yeah, now he's going to clean it out like a roto-rooter. That's the second seal. When the Antichrist double crosses not only Israel, but the world. There will be built a third temple, of which the Antichrist will occupy, cause the sacrifices to cease at the mid-tribulation, and declare himself to be God. That's why he declares the sacrifices to be ceased. Because once the sacrifices of animals, once they start again, they haven't yet officially, once the sacrifices of animals for in the first place, before the Old Testament, it was anticipation of coming Messiah. They rejected Jesus Christ. Oh, big mistake. They stopped the sacrifices. The temple was destroyed. God knows just what he's doing. Scattered the tribes so they wouldn't be able to do it. And now they're coming back together. Wrong Jews. They'll be allowed to start the sacrifices once again once they rebuild the temple. You got some of these YouTube warriors out there that says, well, be not temple. They won't have a temple rebuilt. Yeah, they will. Bible says so. After the covenant's been confirmed, they'll start the sacrifice of animals because anticipation of the coming Messiah, finally. Maitreya. The fallen angels will come as aliens. Ascended masters will fulfill that role. And it would be a lie. That's where extraterrestrial comes in. Tomorrow we're going to talk about being demonized and what to watch out for in modern witchcraft and modernized paganism. So today is kind of like a, giving you kind of a scientific physics instruction of how they monopolize the physics of the world for their advantage, both supernaturally and technically. What they got to work with. So family, I'm going to conclude here, because if I don't, I'll keep talking. And we had a large crew today. Our group is growing. I do want to remind you though, that my sponsor is Lisa K. Candles. And we are planning to expand like my operations here in Mount Airy, North Carolina to an FM station. And so actually an FM radio I'll be going on eventually. And we are played at highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. We are being played there. I heard myself yesterday. I don't like listening to myself, but this way it is. I do my broadcast and I put them behind me unless I got to go back and remember what I said. See, I let the Holy Spirit guide me everything I do. Even the broadcast. I don't have a script. You know, when I'm doing a broadcast, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I have theologians I use. I've got commentaries. I've got my own knowledge I put in. I've got pamphlets. I've got books. I've got people sending me stuff. The whole time, I've always done this for 4 years. And I got my own commentary. And I got, it's all mixed together. And God just puts it in front of me as I go along. That's just what happens in every single broadcast. Every one of them. And people tell you, I just sometimes don't remember what I've said. That's why, you know, I got to sometimes keep track. But I just let the Holy Spirit guide me the whole time. That's all I do. I'll tell you before we leave, I don't know what's going to happen here in the future, but around the end of November time frame, December, they got something going on. I know today is supposed to be a electrical shutdown of the grid. There's a more fear going on, right? Well, I still got my lights going here. Knock on wood. November 21st to 22nd, just keep your eyes and ears open. I don't know. Just be watchful. You got Billy Graham saying that the second coming is soon. But what these theologians forget to say, you got this four blood moons, oh, here we go. Convergence of end times events coming soon. Remarks by Graham and Netanyahu. End times events, and they're horribly corrupting. Billy Graham sounding the alarm that the second coming is near. Well, they keep forgetting to tell you before the second coming, you got to have 7 years of tribulation. They keep telling you, don't keep telling you about that. The Antichrist is going to be first. And they got to know what the Antichrist, who that is, what he looks like. And you can know close because there's 46 prophecies telling you what the Antichrist is going to be like. It's in the Bible. He comes first. Not to be fooled by him, not to be deceived. They keep telling you, forgetting to tell you about that. Let me tell you why they're telling it this way. Because when they have disclosure, they're going to say that's the Messiah, and that will be a lie. There's no aliens out there. Y'all be watchful of that. This one called Sananda Emmanuel is a fallen angel. Sons of God of the Old Testament are here today. They go to the Wesak festivals every year. They manifested from the second heaven into the first heaven here on earth by these means I've been telling you about so far, manipulating the environment, manipulating the physical properties of the universe, portals they end up here. By death, destruction, earth, wind, and fire, rain, causes energy to open up the portals, allowing them to have entrance or manifestation or possession, working through humans. That's where witchcraft comes in. Now, you sort of have an idea how they manipulate the particle vibrations and the physics and all that to enter this world. They're supernatural, physical beings. Orbs of light is all they are. Very complex, actually. Proverbs 11:13, A talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of faithful spirit conceals the matter. The Holy Spirit will let you know what to do. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about the supernatural in more detail and some ways to deal with it. Family, y'all have a great evening and know that Jesus Christ has already won. That's the bottom line. And don't, when last night we covered, you might want to listen last night if you haven't before, Bible study on how to face worry. Because worry is what they enhance to cause you fear. Don't let them do it to you. Because they've lost already. Because they're doing all this stuff, all the sophisticated figuring out and all this stuff on the news and all this fear, fear, fear. Now they're going to have another satellite that's 1 ton going to fall somewhere. You know, Fukushima and GMO products and Agenda 21 and tyrannical governments, all this stuff going on. It's all caused you to worry. When you have worry, you have fear. You have fear, you lose faith. Well, I tell them to stick it up their wazoo because I got my Savior on my side. When they talk about building bridges with others, depends how you want to use it. Be very careful about this bridge building. Stay away from witchcraft. We're in touch through the Holy Spirit. That's where we converge on, is that Holy Spirit. So, hey, y'all have a great evening and know that Christ has already won on the cross. He's coming back. Watch for these words, the Christ. The Christ is talking about New Age. That's the fallen angels. The Christ, or Master Jesus. Watch out for these words. And just because they say, I love God, I love Jesus and all this, and the Christ, my flag goes up immediately. You see what I'm saying? Watch out, they're sneaky. The Marzullis and Dizdars and Quails and watch these guys carefully. Well, family, y'all have a great evening. And tonight we'll be Bible study. And it'll be at 7 to 9 tonight. And those joining me, I'll move right along. We'll speak only about Jesus. Sometimes the New Age movement comes in. Sometimes the Illuminati comes in, but only if I'm talking about Satan and how he operates. But then I try to cut it short and get back to the Bible study. I keep it focused. So y'all have a great night. And we'll see y'all tomorrow, 3 to 5. And God bless.
Then suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Thank you.
end. We'll begin the next 24-hour loop. And God bless. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Thank you for coming by. Goodbye.